Good morning everyone on this Sunday morning. Thought I'd bring this emergency announcement video review of Piranha 3D. Well, last night myself and Steve managed to waste the equivalent of nearly £30 on probably one of the worst movies we've ever seen in our lives. Piranha 3D is a 3D comedy horror and the second sequel to the 1978 film directed by Alexandra Aya and featuring an ensemble cast including Jessica Chauser, Adam Scott, Elizabeth Shue, yes, that's right, Kelly Brook, that should have rung alarm bells, really. Richard Dreyfuss, Jerry O'Connell, Christopher Lloyd, Ving Rhames, Dina Meyer, and loads of more actors we've never fucking heard of. It's actually got Eli Roth in it as well. So, yeah. Basically, this movie is gore porn. The best way of describing it, unlike the older Piranha 3D movies, which I don't know, I could perhaps relate a little bit more to. The latest ones, they've just literally thrown in today's youth generation. You know, the party-going OC motherfuckers in America that have all got loads of money, have their own boats, and just decide to drink themselves until they puke. And it all takes place on this Lake Victoria area. And the piranhas get set loose from a cavern that was opened up. That's right. A cavern was opened up because some bloke dropped a fucking beer bottle into the water. Would you believe it? There's tons of shit that's been chucked down into this lake. As the bottle goes down, there's tables, chairs, you know what's there. But no, it's the bottle that has to hit the seabed, which opens a massive crack. Who the fuck thought of that in the first place? What retard come up with that idea? Oh, we need some way of that cavern opening. So we'll just get some bloke to do some fishing in a boat. And then we'll get him to basically chuck the empty beer bottle in the water. That's just brilliant, isn't it? Absolutely fantastic. Genius there. So in terms of the actual 3D effects, obviously we know that piranhas just eat the shit out of everything. And when I say eat the shit out of everything, they certainly do. They eat a guy's cock. And you get to see it in the movie. And then they burp it out as the comedy element comes into play. I think this is the worst movie I've seen in my life. And the most I've ever paid to see a fucking crap movie in my life. Because you pay £10 a ticket for the 3D. And I was expecting... Look, I wasn't expecting a brilliant movie here, guys. I really wasn't. It's a Piranha movie, isn't it? It's never exactly been associated with Oscar nominee performances. But what I was expecting here was the 3D technology to be as good as the Final Destination. But it isn't. It uses a older 3D type technology, which basically means that the 3D elements in the film are just like every other fucking 3D film out there, and it just gives it a sense of depth. I think there's only one point in this movie, which you got get a feeling that something's coming towards you. That happened once in the whole movie, and it was a split second. And then basically what it was the crane anchor come off this boat, swang round, went straight into this woman, and then the old shitty slice through a woman move. I don't know if you've ever seen the film Ghost Ship, but it was exactly the same. A woman gets severed in half, and then she's there, and you can see a line across her chest, and then eventually her body severs and she slides off. The effects in this movie were shocking. You know, you wait an hour for anything to happen in this movie, and the last 45 minutes is just gore porn for the end of the film. I was so close to actually leaving the cinema at the point where part of the movie was is that a guy was being a tour guide for a porno movie maker's boat, and they wanted to know where the best places were. Well, anyway, it turns out they had a glass bottom boat, and they're filming a scene where Kelly Brook and some other fuck were in the water completely naked swimming like mermaids. And you think that might have like a 5 second reference or something. No, 1.5 minutes you had to watch that. 1.5 minutes of Kelly Brook and some woman swimming in the sea just to appease to the perverts that went in the fucking cinema that day. It's just a shocking movie. Do not watch this movie. Do not touch it with a barge pole. Because you will feel the burn in your pocket afterwards. Until next time, I'm James. Check out our website at www.wedotech. See you later. Bye-bye.